For example, let's imagine a company that's building a web application together, and there are a few designers in the team, maybe product manager, a developer, something like that. Can you call out, let's say, three most effective types of activities they can do together that are well represented by a digital workshop?
Yeah. So when you, I think the first thing that usually happens with that kind of collection of, so it's like product engineering and UX coming together, is the question comes up, what are we doing? What do we really need to solve for? And that normally comes down to some kind of prioritization, right? Because I think if you ask anybody in the room, they might want to start first on a specific thing that's either more fun to do or more interesting to do, or maybe it's not the thing that the customer needs to have first, right? Maybe it's just a thing they want to do because of other reasons. Maybe it's just easier to execute. So I think one of the first things that's easy to do with these teams in a white space is just prioritization. Like, what are we doing? How do we get it? How do we get a start? You know, how do we even begin the project, right? We have so much backlog. We have so many things to tackle. Where do we go? And there's some pretty interesting kind of democratized features on and things like real-time board and mural and others that let teams vote. So you can take votes on, let's say you've set up your stickies and you've got, you know, you kind of rank things down. Okay, now we have the top 20. And you can start to get some voting in that that helps the team feel like they're sort of more naturally doing prioritization versus like, you know, we're interested in this or we're politically need to do this because, you know, someone prefers this first. That you can let the team voice kind of come through these voting features, which are either anonymous or not anonymous, but you can kind of vote on ideas via the stickies that are organized on the white space. So I think prioritization is a big one. I think in enterprises we see that a lot, even with companies that are using larger other platforms like Atlassian's Jira platform. There's like lots of prioritization features in those tools as well that let you look at stories and epics and user stories and try to figure out, you know, how do we scale these so we can execute fast? And the visual platforms let you do that in a pretty fluid way. So you can kind of move things around quickly. You can see where you have duplicate ideas and kind of strike through those quickly. So there's a speed of kind of visual engagement, I think, that helps get teams started more, you know, on the right foot, or at least in a get into agreement about where to start more quickly.